Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Martha Mayhem Goes Nuts, written by Joanne Owen and read by Amy Enticknap. To my Martha-licious nieces and nephews, Jesse, Jack, Molly, Lily, Tilly, and Bertie. Chapter 1. Martha Mayhem and the Swollen Sprouts. It was almost tea time on a dazzling Sunday afternoon. The spring air was warm. The sun was as bright as a Bolivian banana, but not quite as curved. And all was peaceful in the village of Cherry Hills Bottom. The villagers were relaxing in their gardens, feeling as content as cats in a creamery. Well, not quite all of them. On the far edge of the village, out beyond Raspberry Road and Lumpy Lane, and past Foxglove Field, considerable activity was taking place.
"It's the incredible Martha Magnifico!"
announced Martha Mayhem in the theatrical voice of a circus ringmaster as she swaggered round her garden wearing her witch's costume.
"Let the spell casting begin!"
She flicked up her raggedy red cape. It flopped down over her head like a strawberry-coloured pancake.
"Crumbs! I can't see a thing!"
she yelled, frantically fumbling with the fabric. Unfortunately, since Martha couldn't see a thing, she slipped on a sprout that had strayed from her granddad's vegetable patch.
"Whoa!"
she cried, fighting to keep herself upright as she skidded across the lawn and landed in a bed of bluebells, while her pointy hat flew off her head across the garden.
"Steady on, my jumping jamboree,"
cautioned Professor Gramps, Martha's granddad, who'd emerged from a gooseberry bush with her hat now on his almost hairless head. At this point, it's probably worth pointing out that while Martha enjoyed making all kinds of things, including witches' hats and scrambled eggs, she sometimes also made mayhem, whether she liked it or not, which was why she was usually known as Martha Mayhem, rather than by her actual name, which was Martha May.
"Yes, be careful," added Jack.
He and Martha had been best friends since they were both no bigger than bite-sized beans in their mum's tums, so they always looked out for each other.